Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Arft moves to second. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marsh is thrown out after the base hit. Arft scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into center field. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Jennings goes all the way around to score. Garver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Zarrilla scores. Robinson moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mapes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Mapes moves to third. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mapes scores. Niemann scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Arft bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rapp moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Bud Sheely pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Al Zarilla. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mapes. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Busby moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh juggles the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Bud Stewart now playing right field. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Browns. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garver strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Busby chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards DeMaestri. DeMaestri fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on DeMaestri. Rapp goes all the way around to score. Arft moves to third. It's 8-4, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Arft scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Browns. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Marsh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jennings strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cliff Mapes now playing left field. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver juggles the ball. That's an error on Garver. Stewart moves to third. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart scores. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-5, Browns. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.